This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noel King. U.S. programs for refugees and asylum seekers have come under scrutiny lately. Some lawmakers say the screening process isn't rigorous enough to prevent bad apples from slipping through. President Obama disagrees. Once in, asylum seekers have to set about making lives for themselves. Our Wealth and Poverty Desk spoke to a former surgeon from the Democratic Republic of Congo who was granted asylum recently. It took Didier Vakumbwa 6 years to go through the asylum process. He lives in Los Angeles now with his family. During the day, he works in a health clinic. At night, he moonlights as a security guard.
This Didier, patient doesn't have insurance, right?
My name is Didier Vakumbwa. I'm working here in this clinic. Patient cannot go to another doctor if he doesn't pass by me as a coordinator. So I'm like a bridge. I work as a medical doctor for more than 10 years. I work in the Congo, in many countries in Africa. But sometimes I have to do even surgery because they don't have light, they have electricity. Sometimes they have to use flashlight doing surgery. So I have to clock out. It's 3:30. So this is my day. My day is like that, crazy day. So I have to wake up in the morning and then come here in the clinic from 7 to 3:30 and then drive to Van Nuys. And then over there, I have to do my second job, that's a security job. I arrived in this country was in the end of 2008. So I have to forget everything. I have to forget that I was a doctor. I have to forget who I was. And I apply for housekeeping. I have to clean toilets. So I don't know what is my life in this country. There is a moment that I don't believe it's me. I say, come on. That is really me? But I say, yes. I work here in this building as a security guard. At 7, everything is locked. So I know that nobody can get in. So it's more quiet and more safe. So I just use this time reading books, medical books. In 5 years, I will be in the hospital as an MD. I'm really confident.
That was Didier Vakumbwa speaking with Wealth and Poverty producer Caitlin Esch.